What is the perfect way to make bhajan? What is bhajan? What kind of bhajan is mostly perfect? This is question, my first question.
A devotee is asking a question about bhajan. See, maybe a few questions rolled into one. He said, "What is bhajan?" As if requesting a definition of bhajan. And the second question was, "What is the perfect bhajan?" From what I've heard, I'll repeat what I've heard from teachers and read. And bhajan, in a broad way, it generally means any type of sadhana bhakti. Navaveda Bhakti. That's all comes under the category of bhajan. That's the general understanding of the word bhajan. That comes from the root bhaj, means to worship. So Krishna's worship by hearing about him, reading about him, chanting about him, meditating on him. Didi Puja, and so many other things that you know very well. But in a narrower reference point, then bhajan is those practices which are the, let's say, they're related directly to the goal that you want to attain. So, bhajan, in a specific definition, would be hearing and chanting, remembering specifically about the Ishtadev that one wants to attain in a particular sthayarati, in the particular dham of the Lord. Because you're just asking a generic definition of bhajan, not specifically Gaudiya, but then we can focus it there also. So then there'll be mantras, there'll be meditations, there may be pujas, internal or external pujas, sometimes come under the category of yoga pit meditation, which is mantra upasana. And then there may be individual meditations or practices dictated by the personal guru, that disciple doing bhajan. So when it comes to Raganuga bhajan as a Gaudiya Vaishnava, for the most part, or at least practically what we see everywhere with mantras and gurus and teachings and books, is the path of Manjri Bhava Upasana with a desire to attain Radha and Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan and serve them in Madhurya-rati, conjugal loving mood, assisting Radharani especially with more affection for her than Krishna. Although unlimited love for Krishna, unlimited love plus more for Radharani. This is the Manjri Bhav. So if one is able to, the perfect bhajan for a Raganuga Sadaka as a Gaudiya would be to pass his time meditating all day long on his Siddhadeya and the Guru's Siddhadeya and the Siddhadeyas of his Yudheshwari, Lita Sakhi, Vishakha, etc. And some key mantras like Sri Rupa Mantra, Rati Mantra, Tulsi Mantra. And then trying to visualize and meditate on the sevas that are described in Astikalia Shastras, Govinda Lilamrita, Bhavanamrita, Krishna Bhavanasara Sangra, Krishna Kaumudi, and the Gaura Govinda Gutika, Smarna Gutika by Siddha Krishnas. All these granthas, Leela granthas, Astakali Leela, they give us the map, they give us the directions, a basic explanation of the Leelas and different times of the day, and even break it down into minute portions of dandas. Every 24 minutes is one danda, and there's 60 intervals of time in one 24-hour day. 24-hour intervals, there's 60 of them. But then Radha and Krishna, they can follow a particular pattern and engage in particular pastimes in a sequential way. But they're also free, and they often do engage in pastimes outside of the sequence. We read minor descriptions here and there of one verse or two verses about how sometimes in midday, Radha and Krishna are meeting in a cave in Govardhan, and the mantris there serving them. And someone can say, "Oh, in midday, Radha and Krishna are at Radhakund." But then so that's also true for the most part. But they're free sometimes to spend the afternoon in Govardhan. So the devotee meditating on the pastimes in his sarup, in his seva, and doing all different sevas, will pass his whole day and night meditating, and that meditation may be supported by chanting japa, or it may, which means he's chanting japa silently in the mind and meditating Astakala Lila, or he may not chant japa at all. My teachers have told me you can simply meditate on the Lila and be totally absorbed there, with or without japa. If the mind is so pure and so concentrated and fixed that one can totally meditate for hours on end, which is dhyan and practically dhruvana smriti, very high state of pure mind, then there's no need to even chant japa. But generally, the chanting of the japa, it's like constantly getting purified. At every moment, we're getting purified. And that's assisting us in deepening our meditation and holding our meditation for a longer time and giving us the spiritual strength and purity that we need to approach Astakala Lila and keep it in our mind day and night. So I can't say that I'm realized in this perfectional practice of bhajan, but you ask what is the definition of perfection of bhajan, and what I understood it to be from personal discussions with my teachers. Because once I said, Gurudev, it seems very simple in one sense, what you're given, that you meditate on this form of a gopi, a young 12, 13-year-old girl, friend of Radharani, girlfriend and servant of Radharani. And all day long you just pass the day serving Radha and Krishna, moving with them, feeling with them, being with them, remembering them, trying to anticipate what they need at every moment and render that service. What's told in Shastra and even more can be revealed in the course of your own meditations. And that's how you spend the day. And if you're really absorbed, you forget about eating and sleeping. And even a day or two will go by. So I said, is that really what you're talking about? This is the meaning of bhajan as a Manjari Babu Pasana. Gurudev said, yes, that's it. Can you do it? And I said, I'll try. So then every day we try, but then there's so many other things that seem to distract our attention there, mainly like a lack of ruchi and an impurity of the mind. Because if taste is there in anything, we can go on forever, whatever it is. If we have ruchi and taste for, what do you call it? I don't know about it. Ruchi and taste for playing games on the phone, then we can play games all day on the phone and forget even about drinking and eating. Because we have, oh, it's so much fun. It's simply nonsense. Distraction, maya, waste of time. But this is our ruchi. We have ruchi. Ruchi is moving us. Duty, ruchi. Most people are moved, are compelled to move and act because of the duty sitting on their head. And there's very, 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 very few unfortunate souls that have all day, quote, to themselves. We say, all day to myself. Self means atma, means a siddhadeya for those that are have that ruchi and that rag and that interest. But so many unfortunate people, their whole day is spent with their body or with their extensions of their body and families. No time for the self and no time to be alone by myself all day. So those that have that fortune, they have all day. Even if you subtract the attachment of a lack of elevation of consciousness to sleeping to gain some energy, and we require to sleep for 5, 6, or maybe 7 hours a day. But when we rise, that's 18 hours all to myself. What will I do with that 18 hours? Don't worry about it. Maya will take care of everything. The 18 hours will disappear before you know it. The 18 hours will go by it so fast, it's like a leaf falls off a tree, you don't even notice it. In the fall season, thousands of leaves fall. You can't keep track. So one day goes by so fast, like a leaf falling off the tree. Before you know it, there's no leaves on the tree, there's no life in the body, and you die. And at the end, the materialist is lamenting, oh, I wasted my life. I could have made so much more money. Or I wasted my life this way, that way. And the spiritualist is lamenting, oh, I wasted my bhajan time. Krishna was so kind and so merciful and gave me so many days and so many months and so many years and so many hours and so many minutes alone with myself. And what did I do? I stood on the rooftop of my house and I opened up my treasure chest and threw all the money in the sky. I just threw the money in the sky like a madman. So time, our life is like money. It's more than money. It's the most valuable asset we have. It's called art. And yet we waste so much time. Sometimes I would do Leela Smaran or try to do Leela Smaran and Sarup and then go and discuss with Gurudev about my experiences. And I say, is there more? Is there more teachings? And there's more secrets how to enter here? And he says, that's it. We don't have any secrets up our sleeve. The only secrets we gurus have up our sleeve, or we siddhas, the only secrets we have that we're not revealing to you, is our surrender, our dedication, our purity of our hearts and minds. That's our secret. Maybe that's our secret, that maybe we have that in that department. Maybe we have more than you. And because of that secret collection that we received over lifetimes of practice and over hundreds of blessings from sadhus and saints, we're able to do the same quote-unquote simple practice that you're doing, but we're doing it all day and night. And we're not distracted. So that's why somehow we're sitting as the guru and you're sitting as the shishya. The only difference is your sadhana and mine is the same. But you're the student and I'm the teacher. And the guru, he has crossed all the levels. Now he's absorbed in the bhajan that he's instructing us in. So then when I asked several times, can you tell me some secret to deepen my bhajan or improve my bhajan? My Gurudev will only say one thing. Chant more Naam Japa. Chant more Naam Japa and chant with more quality. With Smaran or without Smaran, but he would always say with Smaran. When you chant Japa, you're entering people. And when you're entering people, you're entering places. And when you're entering people and places, you're entering exchanges and pastimes. So when you chant Japa, you're inviting yourself into the association of Radha and Krishna, and you're inviting Radha and Krishna into association with you. Now what? So now the Smaran, anytime anyone chants Japa, they're immediately associating with Radha and Krishna. Well, what time is it? Well, what are they doing? What am I doing? What is my seva? And then the next almost immediate overlapping, if there's any rag, is where's my siddhadeya? How do I move over here in this territory, in this terra firma of the Leela, that I now I'm there. Hare Krishna, Radha and Krishna are there. Either I'm with Radharani and I'm singing all Ma Mantra meaning Krishna, or I'm with Radharani and Krishna, I'm singing all the Ma Mantra that mean Krishna, or I'm with Radha and Krishna singing all the Ma Mantra that mean Radha and Krishna. Either way, our acharyas give meanings both places, describing the Ma Mantra to mean yuga rup and exchanges, or simply Krishna. But then even if it's only every word in the Ma Mantra means Krishna, even then, what's he doing? He's having Leela with Radharani. There's one Ma Mantra, a Naam Vakya by Raghunath Das Goswami, and another later one, very similar, by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They're ascribed to them. We don't find them in their collection of their short works, Stava Mita Lahari of Vishwanath Chakravarti or Stavavali of Raghunath Das. We don't find, but we do find in a very large book of Bengali songs called Padakarta, or Padakapatru. I think it's called Padakapatru. And there's so many thousands of songs there in Bengali describing Purva Rag and Man and Premvaichitya, many, many leelas and holy leela and this leela. And so there are many small descriptions of Maha Mantra. So our acharyas have accepted these to be the, at least according to Siddhanta and Rasa, they're acceptable as being Sanskrit writings or understandings of Maha Mantra by Raghunath Das Goswami. I saw it also quoted in the works of the Radhakund Mahant, Sri Anantadas Babaji Maharaj. He is also quoting these Naam Vakya of Raghunath Das Goswami, explaining the meaning of the Maha Mantra. So this is the perfection of bhajan, is to serve Radha and Krishna throughout the day and night. As Lord Chaitanya instructed Raghunath Das, and Raghunath Das in Anti Leela Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya told him, in your mentally, in your siddhadeya, you should render service to Radha and Krishna throughout the day and night. Because Raghunath Das asked the same question that this devotee has just asked. What is the meaning of bhajan and what is the perfect form of bhajan? And although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had delegated Sarup Damodar to instruct Raghunath Das and all the different aspects of bhakti, tattva, bhajan, still Raghunath Das wanted to hear directly from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he one day asked, and Lord Chaitanya didn't tell him very much. He told him about sense control and dressing simply and not speaking nonsense or playing games on the cell phone. Gramya katana shunibe varta katana bolibe balana kaivo balana paribo. Don't dress in fancy clothes. Don't hear the village talks and don't speak the village talks. And then he said, can you tell me more about that? That's about niyamas and niyamas. What about the actual perfection of bhajan? Then he said, Ratri Dine, Radha Krishna Manasa Seva in Siddhadeya. In your Siddhadeya, meditate on Radha and Krishna throughout the day, serving them in your mind. That's it. Lord Chaitanya didn't reveal any more secrets. So I don't know any more than that.